With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Pro Tempore North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry makes the announcement on the third round of voting.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected. Pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the chair declares the House in recess subject to the call of the chair.
So Representative Jim Jordan loses his third bid for speaker as the GOP stalemate deepens.
Jordan fell short in his third bid for speaker on Friday after running headlong into continued opposition from a group of Republican holdouts who have vowed to block the Ohio Republican from the leadership post. Jordan said he would keep fighting to secure the majority of votes he needs to become speaker and spent much of Wednesday afternoon meeting with some of the holdouts. But it was clear after the second ballot that there was no immediate end in sight to the stalemate that has left the House leaderless and in turmoil after 2 weeks of Republican infighting. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden's emergency budget request for Israel, Ukraine, and the southern border totals more than $105 billion.
Under the proposal, Ukraine would receive the most money, more than $61 billion, mostly for military assistance. Israel would receive some $14 billion for help with air and missile defense systems, and the White House wants about $14 billion to boost border agents and fentanyl-detecting machines at the U.S.-Mexico border.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Hurricane Norma heading for the resorts of Los Cabos on the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Norma expected to continue weakening today and into the weekend as it nears land. Hotels in Los Cabos about three-quarters full of tourists. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 112 points, the Nasdaq losing 143 points. This is SRN News. A Texas congregation is paying for sex change operations.
Galileo Church in Fort Worth will give any state resident $1,000 to help them take their child to another state for surgery. The congregation is fighting Texas' new law that bars sex change operations on kids and the prescription of drugs to keep a child from experiencing natural puberty. Galileo Church is associated with the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, a mainline Protestant denomination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked a Southern California school district policy requiring staff to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identity at school. The Chino Valley Unified School District says parents have a right to know so they can provide their kids with any support that they may need. More than 20 states have sought to curb the transgender offensive. This is SRN News. Two San Antonio police officers have been shot and seriously wounded while trying to stop a man from burning a home during a domestic dispute. The suspect surrendered. His name has not been released. A police officer in Maryland has been suspended after he was arrested on charges related to the Capitol riot.
The Montgomery County Police Department says steps are being taken to fire Officer Justin Lee. He was indicted on felony charges of assaulting a Metropolitan Police officer on January 6th of 2021. Lee was hired in nearby Montgomery County 6 months later. The department says it didn't know about his alleged involvement in the attack until July of this year, when it learned Lee was under FBI investigation. The attention from the FBI came after Lee shot and killed a man suspected of stabbing four people. He's been on administrative leave since then. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.